Yeah, okay, very good. Name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform Radio Tangle. And I am on a Petoskey repeater, 145.19 or so. Yeah, not sure about the echo. Could be my truck. I've got my rear window open into my topper, so I might be getting a little bit of echo on that. Yeah, I just had some rain come through here. Not sure what it's like in Petoskey, but I had to run a boat up to Walloon Central Marina. They were all over it. Probably one of the top repair departments around here. They don't know me. I'm from down southern part of the state. They got me in as soon as I walked in the door. They were working on my boat. So a lot of good things to say about them. Just up here for a little bit, doing a little fishing on the Grand Traverse. Go ahead.
Yeah, very good. All right, so your echo's gone. It was only your first transmission. I don't know what that was all about. It's fine now. And I know what I did and heard, and I thought you said you're on 31 by Alma. Alba with a B, and I thought you said Alma with an M, which made me think you were down way further south in the Isabella County area, but that's my mistake. You obviously are closer to me than I thought. And the 19 is on Krause Road on the south side of town, and you are absolutely full boat, full nuts, full quieting. And it's good at the moment. So, what's good to know that there's still some marine mechanic, some marina, some boat repair place somewhere that people speak highly of. They are few and far between.
100%. Yeah, if I were to go to my marina on Lake St. Clair, Harrison Township, they would probably say, okay, we've got you scheduled for 2.5 weeks. We'll see you back then. And I made a phone call. Actually, my marina that I go to downstate that I bought my boat through, they did actually say, well, there's a Yamaha dealer, Walloon Lake Central Marina, and Scott, the owner, is phenomenal. The most personable owner that I've met in a long time. Family guy. In fact, you won't even believe this. My buddy, let me get a minute here. My buddy, who I move boats with, he's a captain. I mean, they're yachts, you know, 65 footers, down the East Coast from Maine to Florida. My buddy had bought a Parker center console from Scott, the owner of Walloon Central Lake Marina. And when I pulled in there, I saw that they sold Parker. I said, well, wow, that's pretty cool. You carry Parker. My buddy just bought one, a Parker. And I stopped right there. And he says, your buddy's name Dan? I says, that'd be him. He lives downstate, but his daughter lives in Petoskey. And he bought a Parker from Scott, the owner. And that was all after the fact. You know, when I was paying my bill, which was, like, major reasonable. Go ahead.
Well, that's a pretty good testimony right there. The guy's got a good memory. And again, those are kind of major purchases, so I get it. But well, that sounds like a fun thing to do in your spare time. My brother had a master's license, had a 100-ton master's license. He's unfortunately no longer with us, but that is always been an interest of mine. I'm a weekend boater, although I'm not a I'm a trailer boater with my little fishing boat. I got a little 16-foot mirror craft, but I have a 23-foot Sea Ray that lives in a well in town because it's too big to get back to my house. So, and summers are short, and boats are cool.
Yeah, well, I happened to be at the right place at the right time when Dan had given me a call several years ago, 5-6 years ago. And I remember it being my anniversary time of year, my wedding anniversary, and I told my wife that Dan had asked if I could help him move a boat from Maine down to Florida, a 55-foot yacht, and she said, "Kurt, you're not going to get very many offers like this. We can celebrate our anniversary when you get back." So she was behind me 100%, and that's what started. I graduated with this fella from high school, and he'd been a captain for years. Shortly after high school, he got his captain's license, and this is what he did in the summers and winters, move boats from Florida north, and then from north back down to south, and they just follow the seasons. So, yeah, so where did your brother work?
Well, he was retired Navy. And he's always been a big boater. He always had a fairly big boat, but he had a six-pack charter license for years and years and years. And then when he kind of got closer to retirement age, he went and got his master's, got his TWIC card. I got my TWIC card. And he would just, pick up stuff here and there. He lived in Monroe. So, shortly before he passed away, which has been 4 years now? Yeah, 4 years ago. So, never had any real high-profile gigs. Ran some charter boats, ran some ferries. But he was super proud of his master's license. He got it while he was still charter boating, charter fishing. So he had a, 28-foot charter boat with a master's license hanging on the wall in the cabin. That was funny. Anytime he'd get stopped or anytime the Coast Guard would come on for an inspection, and the attitudinal change, because they're expecting a six-pack and they got a 100-ton master.